Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to become the best you can become, according to the Rebbe. I was raised in a Reform synagogue, bat mitzvahed and confirmed. And I'd have to say that my bat mitzvah was the original experience that let me know that I loved being in front of an audience. I didn't care that I didn't do a perfect job there. I did care that I was the center of attention, and all the people that I knew from my entire childhood were present. The grand party for over 200 people after the services was also a ton of fun. However, after I left my family's house, I never really found a synagogue that I felt comfortable at, so I stopped going to temple. About 6 months after I arrived in California, I met a woman at a Live Your Legend networking event in Los Angeles. She invited me to a fundraiser at her synagogue where they were going to have the teen choir that her daughter took part in, as well as the synagogue's band, the Moody Jews, perform. Well, I have to say that I was hooked from then on. It didn't hurt that the synagogue was about a 3-minute ride from the apartment I was living in at the time. Now, understand that I've never been a particularly religious person, but I have loved music. The Hebrew and the connection to my childhood when the family would go to temple on Friday nights. Not every Friday night, but a couple a month or so. There were even times when I asked my parents to take me, because I liked the feelings I got there. I never really understood why till I studied hypnosis, learning that the ancient languages naturally put people into a trance state. How cool is that, being a trance junkie myself? Of course, it was great seeing our friends over there and the people that my parents are close to, some of who visited the house often, mainly friends of my mom. There was one couple in particular who were more like grandparents. They were just very down-to-earth and loving people. So, I was watching a YouTube video earlier today by Rabbi Manus Friedman, where he was speaking about how to be a great person. He asked three very important questions that I believe we should all ask ourselves. This after explaining that the only reason to exist is to make a difference in the world. I agree with this idea that without a life of purpose, we are merely existing. We aren't living. So here are his three questions for you to ponder. If you don't have a life of purpose, these questions could very well help you to figure this out for yourself. 1. What could I be? 2. What do I want to be? 3. What am I? I know for myself that without a larger vision for my own life, many of the challenges I have undergone throughout my own life could have been my undoing. It was because of my purpose, my calling to be a hypnotist, that I never looked back once. Instead, it was my purpose, my calling, that kept me going, even during the most difficult of times. And as a result of making it through the tough times, well, honestly, it's all become grist to help my clients to come through their tough times as well. Because we're all human. Our experiences do overlap in some ways, and that's very helpful to realize in my line of work. So do yourself a favor and answer these questions for yourself. Think big. Think outside the proverbial box and see what you come up with. Because we have one life that I know for sure, and having a well-lived life is the best gift you can give yourself and the people around you, isn't it? So here's those three questions again. 1. What could I be? 2. What do I want to be? And 3, what am I? As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E onasinnancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A T as in Tom, R E O N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.